The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Last week's massacre in Charleston has now set up a new conflict. Take it down! More after this from Charlie. The Sunday service was held as usual at Emmanuel AME in Charleston.
It's been rough. Some of us have been downright angry. But through it all, God has sustained us.
Reverend Norval Goff preached that the response to the shootings must be to confront violence with peace and to trust in God in the face of evil.
The blood of the Mother Emmanuel Nine requires us to work until not only justice in this case, but for those who are still living in the margin of life.
But outside the church, there were angrier voices being raised against the flag that still flies at the State House. CBS's Adriana Diaz was there.
Take it down!
1,500 protesters gathered at South Carolina's State House, where the Confederate flag flies high.
Take it down!
For many, the flag represents hate and intolerance. But to some, the flag is a historic symbol that commemorates fallen soldiers from the Civil War. Randy Burbidge is a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
I had 57 Confederate relatives fighting in the war. 16 of them didn't come home.
What do you do when your relatives died for a cause that people no longer embrace? There seems to be a fear among some South Carolina politicians that taking down the Confederate flag will upset people like Randy Burbidge. And yet, if the families of the nine victims of Dylann Roof can peacefully come to terms with their loss, you wonder if it just might be possible to accept the loss of one flag at the State House. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.